Effectively implementing effective classroom management in the classroom doesn't just happen. It takes careful planning and preparations. Last week, I did mention why it's important that we set class rules and with the students involved in the process of setting the rules. And yes, rules do work. It's just that sometimes it doesn't really produce the long-term change. Take for example, some students tend to be disruptive, misbehaving almost all through the academic year. The popular Steve Jobs, that guy that pioneered the personal computer era, I read about his biography recently and learned that when he was in third grade, he was such a troublemaker that he got expelled from school. Why? He said he was bored in school and to kill his boredom, he decided to play pranks constantly on his peers and even his own teachers. This means we won't be far from the truth if we say not all students like breaking class rules. From my teaching experience, I noticed that most of these students that break class rules, that misbehaves in quotes while in the classroom, do so because they're not fully engaged. It can be that the classwork is too difficult or too easy. Either way, they're not fully engaged. This is the case for most students, while for some, it may be problem from home. So, while some students are doing just well in our class, or rather, while we are able to manage a classroom well with some sets of students, it will also be great not to write off those students that seem to play pranks, break class rules, those students that seem to make managing our classroom a difficult task. As educators, we need to look for the reasons for their behavior. For example, a student that has challenges from home and then tend to turning the class upside down, that behavior will require a different strategy compared with a child that's probably not getting the concept taught in class and then decide to play pranks just to make a statement in the classroom. I know not all problems can be fixed, but that shouldn't stop us from being fair and kind to our students. This is so that we're able to understand why some students do what they do and how to provide help in our own little way. A word of caution though, we should never let emotions cloud our judgment. Some kids, we really take that kindness for granted. And believe me, I know what I'm saying. I was once a victim. The trick here is, do not spare the rod. Spare the rod and spoil the child, yeah? Very true. Again, the class rules come to play here. If a student misbehaves in class, play pranks, or break the class rules, as we call it, if there is a consequence you've all agreed to for that action as a class, you need to follow through. But don't stop there. Find out the reason behind that action. If it's boredom in the classroom, then get the child more engaged in the class. If it's problem from home, ask the school counselor to step in. Help in the little way you can. After all, one of the most effective ways to solve a problem is to dig the root and pull it out instead of just plucking and throwing away the fruits, don't you think? My name is Olamide and thank you for hanging out with me today.